Well, I hope you've got the order of service with you. I've got Nikki Johnson sitting next to me, and I'll try and sh shove out the way when it comes to her turn to speak so you can see her. But you're very welcome on this first Sunday of the new year and the Epiphany. O Lord, open our lips, and
And our
our
mouth
mouths shall
shall
proclaim
proclaim
your
your praise.
praise. Your light springs up for the righteous,
And
and
all
all
the
the peoples
peoples
have
have
seen
seen your
your
glory.
glory. Blessed are you, sovereign God, King of the nations. To you be praise and glory forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is proclaimed in all the world. As the sun of righteousness dawns in our hearts, anoint our lips with the seal of your spirit, that we may witness to your gospel and sing your praise in all the earth. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed
Blessed
be
be
God
God forever.
forever.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. May the Lord give strength to us, his people. May the Lord bless us with peace. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to say the Jubilate together.
Oh,
Oh,
be
be joyful
joyful in
in
the
the Lord,
Lord, all
all
the
the
earth.
earth. Serve
Serve
the
the Lord
Lord
with
with
gladness
gladness
and
and
come
come
before
before
his
his
presence
presence with
with a
a song.
song.
Know
Know
that
that
the
the
Lord
Lord is
is
God.
God.
It
It
is
is he
he that
that has
has made
made
us,
us, and
and
we
we
are
are his.
his.
We
We
are
are
his
his
people
people
and
and
the
the
sheep
sheep
of
of
his
his
pasture.
pasture.
Enter
Enter
his
his
gates
gates
with
with
thanksgiving
thanksgiving
and
and
his
his
courts
courts
with
with
praise.
praise.
Give
Give
thanks
thanks
to
to him
him
and
and
bless
bless
his
his
name.
name.
For
For
the
the
Lord
Lord
is
is
gracious,
gracious,
his
his
steadfast
steadfast
love
love
is
is everlasting,
everlasting.
and
And his
his
faithfulness
faithfulness
endures
endures
from
from
generation
generation to
to
generation.
generation.
Glory
Glory be
be
to
to
the
the
Father
Father
and
and
to
to
the
the
Son
Son
and
and
to
to
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit,
as
as
it
it
was
was
in
in
the
the beginning,
beginning, is
is
now,
now,
and
and
shall
shall
be
be
forever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen.
The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. And the first reading is taken from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
Thanks
be
be to
to God.
God.
And our canticle this morning is from Ezekiel chapter 36, and we begin by saying the refrain together. The Spirit
Spirit
of
of
God
God
fills
fills the
the whole
whole earth.
world. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries. I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanliness. A new heart I will give you, and put a new spirit within you. And
And I
I will
will remove
remove
from
from
your
your
body
body the
the
heart
heart
of
of
stone,
stone
and
and
give
give
you
you
a
a heart
heart
of
of
flesh.
flesh. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
Glory
Glory to
be
the
to
Father,
Father and
and
to
to
the
the
Son
Son, and
and
to
to
the
the
Holy
Holy Spirit,
Spirit.
as
As
it
it was
was in
in
the
the beginning,
beginning,
is
is now,
now, and
and shall
shall be
be
forever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen.
The
The Spirit
Spirit
of
of
God
God
fills
fills
the
the whole
whole world.
world. And we've also got a psalm this morning, Psalm 29. And again, do please join me saying the refrain. The
Lord
shall give his people the blessing of peace. Ascribe to the Lord, you powers of heaven. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the honour due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. The voice of the Lord is mighty in operation. The voice of the Lord is a glorious voice. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Sirion like a young wild ox. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. The voice of the Lord splits the flash of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe and strips the forest bare. In his temple, all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned above the water flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forevermore. The Lord shall give strength to his people. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. The Lord shall give his people the blessing of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Open our ears, glorious Lord Christ, to hear the music of your voice above the chaos of this world. Open our eyes to see the vision of your glory, for you are our King, now and forever.
The second reading is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, a very happy new year to you all. It's lovely to be with you this morning. I don't know how you are feeling as you face the new year. Are you full of eager anticipation for what is to come? Do you need a bit of rest and space after a hectic Christmas? Are you full of trepidation and uncertainty? Or are you a bit of all these things? I am. Even in the midst of sadness, I know that there is something in me that wants to have a glimmer of eager anticipation about what is to come. I have had a relentless but wonderful stream of visitors since the beginning of November. I saw the last of them go last week. I don't think I have ever washed so many sheets and towels. It's exhausting. I could do with a rest. But now I face the new year with some uncertainty. This is uncharted territory for me, although I know it is a sadly familiar path for so many of us, and one down which we all must travel. This morning, as we face 2024, we have three readings to help us look to the future and to face it as we journey together. As we face this new year, it is good to be reminded of the start, the beginning of everything. In our reading from Genesis, we hear a description or an imagining of creation. Before God creates the heavens and earth, Genesis describes a formless void, complete darkness, and endless water. At the start of everything, there is God. There is only God. And this resonates with me personally. In 1997, my life was looking rosy. I had three little children, a part-time teaching job, and I had just signed a contract to write a children's Bible. I had read through the Bible chronologically, which I hadn't done before, and I had divided it into 365 stories, one for each day of the year. It was quite a commitment with a very real deadline, but I thought I could do it. I had given myself a timetable and knew exactly what I needed to do each week. What I hadn't anticipated was that my husband suddenly announced that he was leaving, which was exactly what he did. He just left, and that was it. I remember sitting in my office, wondering what I was going to do, and knowing that I had to make a start on writing the children's Bible. And I started looking at the passage we've just had this morning, Genesis 1, verses 1 to 5, and I began to write. I wrote the same thing over and over again. In the beginning, there was nothing, only God. It was exactly how I felt, and I suppose it's how I feel today. When all is stripped away, God is there. In the beginning and in the ending, there is God. Whatever this account from Genesis says about cosmic origins, one thing is certain: God is at work. The Spirit is there, hovering over the face of the water. The water is not contained, it is wild and free. And then God speaks, and his words, which are echoed at the start of John's Gospel, immediately are followed by creation. As John writes, the Word gave life to everything, and that was created. The Word was the breath of God, the Spirit of God, contained in the same Hebrew word, ruach. God is not remote or detached from the process of creation. He is personally involved and invested. His very breath, his very spirit, is involved in the whole of creation, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forevermore shall be, world without end. Amen. God brings light in the darkness and order out of chaos. When his spirit moves, it shakes things up and begins something new. Not only is God at the start of everything, he is also the life force in everything. He creates and sustains the whole of life. So as we face a new year, it is worth remembering that God is the breath within us and around us. He is Creator God who makes all things new. He brings life and light and order out of chaos. As we heard in our psalm, he is the God who speaks. His voice is upon the waters, and his glory thunders. His voice is glorious. His voice splits the flash of lightning and shakes the wilderness. This is the voice of our God. This is the voice that called creation into existence. This is the same voice who calls us by name. This is the same voice that speaks words of love and peace, comfort and joy. This is the power of his voice, of his word. And I suppose the question for us this morning is, do we believe it? Do we believe that when we hear someone say, "This is the word of the Lord," and we obediently chirrup back, "Thanks be to God," do we understand the implications of what is being said? Do we understand the enormity of it? It reminds me of when I was little, and if I went to a party, my mum would say when she came to collect me, "And what do you say, Stephanie?" And I would say mechanically, "Thank you for having me. Thank you for the lovely party," even if I'd hated it. Surely, when we hear God's word proclaimed, we should be on our knees, either literally or figuratively. This is the word of the Lord. Surely we should join with all in his temple, as it says in the psalm, and cry, "Glory, thanks be to God." Which leads us to our gospel reading on this first Sunday of the new year and the first Sunday of Epiphany, in which we are asked to think about the work of John the Baptist as he brings a fresh start to God's wonderful story as we witness Jesus' baptism and think about what it means for us. Mark makes a point of telling us that John's ministry began in the wilderness. In other words, John did not conduct his ministry in Jerusalem, in the temple, at the centre of religious life, but on the margins. And John calls people away to the wild places. And amazingly, people respond to John's call and went to meet him out there, out of the comfortable and the familiar. John's message of repentance, a new start, a change of direction, spiritual nourishment and rebirth was so compelling, he emptied the city. His message was so authentic and liberating that people were prepared to publicly acknowledge their sinfulness and to be baptized in the dirty waters of the Jordan, in preference to the purification rituals in the temple. Just as he had been in the beginning, the Spirit of God was shaking things up, beginning something new. Well, what is our reaction to the new? Do we grasp it? Are we prepared to leave the familiar, the safe, the routine, and to experience the new thing that God might be doing? After all, Jesus, the Son of God, was baptized in this wild, unpredictable, and uncomfortable place. And he was born in a wild, unpredictable, and uncomfortable place. He lived not in comfort, but in poverty. If we say we follow Jesus, then we have to accept the challenge to move from the familiar and the routine. We need to allow our good, but wild God to disrupt us. As Mr. and Mrs. Beaver tell the children in The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe about Aslan, they say, "He's not safe, but he's good." Aslan is not a tame or predictable lion, but a wild and powerful one who can be feared. But he's also good and compassionate and merciful. And so is our God. I have found myself thinking, how dare we try and box him in, tame him, and contain him, and make him less than he is. He is Almighty God, the creator of all things. The astonishing thing is that when Jesus was baptized, he entered into the full messiness of being human. His first act in his public ministry was completely radical. His first public act was to show his absolute and utter solidarity with us, with sinners. And I am definitely one of those. I am a sinner. I fall short of God's holiness, but I know I have received God's love, forgiveness, and his grace. I know that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus stepped into the same muddy, murky water that you and I stand in. And he did, as he did so, he joined his name and his future to ours. Jesus' baptism declares the truth that we are united with him in our ordinary, everyday lives and in our future in eternity. This is the work of the Spirit who hovered over the wild, wild waters at the beginning and who appeared over the waters of baptism in the Jordan and unites every other human being who is baptized by water and the Spirit, which makes us part of the global, universal and timeless wonder, the Church, the body of Christ. The Spirit who hovered over the waters of creation hovers over us this morning. The voice that thundered and split the lightning sits enthroned in heaven and receives glory and honor, power and might. This is the word of the Lord. It cannot be tamed. As we step into the new, may we be prepared to look beyond the ordinary things of life, to catch a glimpse of God's wild and untamable glory. And may we hear the voice of God, the word of God, calling us beloved. Amen.
Now let us pray. Faithful God, you have led us through the ups and downs of the year that is past. Today, you call us onwards to new adventures of faith. Help us to trust your voice and to follow where you lead us. We turn to you, O God. Help us to walk in your light. Faithful God, as a new year begins, we pray for the ability to pay attention to the signs of your presence all around us. We pray for all who have lost their way, for the doubters, the dispossessed, and the distressed, and ask that you would shine your light into their lives. As the new year begins, we ask for fresh vision amongst our political leaders, for the light of wisdom, kindness, truth and grace to shape debate, for the will to build a more just society where resources are shared, and for the determination to make sure that no one goes hungry. We turn to you, O God. Help us to walk in your light. Faithful God, you lead us to the edge of the River Jordan to hear again the sound of your voice and to see the Spirit descending. Speak to us again of a world made new and show us the part you want us to play in building your kingdom where we are. We pray for all who are exploring a call to lay and ordained ministry, and for ourselves that we would be ready to serve you in new ways. Fill us again with your Spirit. May our prayer find expression in our actions and choices, and may we bring your light to a world walking in darkness. We turn to you, O God. Help us to walk in your light. Faithful God, may the light of your healing wrap around us and bring us new life. We pray you to be with all who wait at the bedside of the sick and the dying, and we pray especially for people who are experiencing any kind of suffering in mind or body. And so today, we pray for Jacques, Brenda, Olivia and Mary, Keith, Janice, Peter and Rosemary, Mary D, Mary B, John and Joy, Alex, Rupert, Maya and Jean. And today we offer to God today our prayers for those we know who are ill, and for those who have recently lost a loved one. And we pray for the family and friends of those who have recently died. Mervyn Carey, Alan Bristow, Maureen Batston, and Joan Phillips. May they know your care and your love. We turn to you, O God. Help us to walk in your light. Faithful God, we give thanks for the love we receive from friends and family, and pray for all who tonight will weep alone. Make our communities into places where love grows, where we challenge each other to live into our baptismal calling and learn to become the people you want us to be. May the lost find a place to belong with us. May the hungry be fed. May hope be rekindled and our vision expanded so that your light will shine into our homes and our neighbourhoods. We turn to you, O God. Help us to walk in your light. Faithful God, though the way ahead may be dark and the cost may be high, give us courage to speak up for those in need, to use what we have to serve others, and to sing of your goodness when hope seems lost. We pray for all areas of the world living under the shadow of death and conflict, remembering especially all children who suffer in adult wars. In the stillness of our hearts, let us name to God the parts of the world in desperate need today. Bring light into the war-torn places in our world, and may our communities be beacons of hope in a troubled world. We turn to you, O God. Help us to walk in your light. Faithful God, we pray for open hearts to hear the cry of our planet for healing and justice. We weep with you for the damage caused by our destructive choices. May we live more simply in the year ahead, trusting that you will provide for us. Lighten the path ahead as we walk with you one step at a time. Keep our eyes fixed on your great love for us. Keep our feet in the pathway you have set for us, and keep our ears open to hear your direction. We turn to you, O God. Help us to walk in your light. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And the collect for the day. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with your Holy Spirit, grant to us, who are born again by water and the Spirit, that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God the Father, who led the wise men by the shining of a star to find the Christ, the light from light, lead us also in our pilgrimage to find the Lord. May God the Son, who turned water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana, transform our lives and make glad our hearts. May God the Holy Spirit, who came upon the beloved Son at his baptism in the River Jordan, pour out his gifts on us who have come to the waters of new birth. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those we love and pray for today and always. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for your company this morning. Thank you for joining me to worship. It's a great way to start the day.
Thank you. And hope to see you very soon.
Next week, although I think Claire is taking the service next week because I'm exploring at Rackenford, I think.
Anyway, oh, yes, you are. Oh, good, look forward to seeing you.
Yes. Anyway, I will see you soon, either in a fortnight's time, or if I've got that completely wrong, which I may well have done, I'll see you next week. Anyway, love to you all. God bless. Have a great day.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much.
It was lovely service. Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good week, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.